The seventh word, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. By some accounts, the thieves and the soldiers were perhaps the only ones left to witness this last word of Christ, Jesus, who had referred to God as his own Father, much to the consternation of the Pharisees and scribes. Now, in this last moment, in what was practically a private word, he spoke to the Father, saying, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. For anyone who stood by and observed the death of Christ there on that cross, they could say that Jesus' heart stopped beating, his lungs stopped breathing, his brain waves ceased, the neurons ceased to fire. When the spirit departs from the body, indeed it is death. But what is death? For those who remain alive, it means that there is a body to take care of, there is a burial needed, there is a sepulcher. In this ancient time, Joseph of Arimathea had a new tomb carved out in the stone, and in the ancient practice, the tomb was a place where bodies were placed until they were decomposed to the point where there were only bones left. Then the families would go into the tomb and retrieve the bones, placing them in an ossuary, a much smaller stone compartment. And Joseph and Mary did work to take down the body of Jesus. John and Mary did take Joseph of Arimathea and Mary and John did work to take down the body of Jesus and care for it as the manner of the Jews is to bury, wrapped in linen cloths with spices and flowers. No doubt St. Mary, as she worked at this, recalled the day in Bethlehem when she first wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger. Now he would be wrapped up in clothes again and placed in something other than a manger. Is likely significant for us as a side note to mention that 3 days was a period of time agreed upon to signify the completeness and assuredness of death. If you recall, Jonah was said to have spent 3 days in the belly of the whale. Lazarus was approached by Jesus at the tomb once 3 days had passed, and now Jesus was laid in a sepulcher and seen by no one until the third day. Friday being the first day, ending at sundown. Saturday, a complete day, and as the sun set, Sunday began, the third day. But what a thing it is for Jesus to have said this from the cross, heard by the thieves and the soldiers who witnessed him breathing his last. What they could not see was what this actually meant, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. His body now deceased, his spirit would undergo no such degradation. From Calvary, from Golgotha, the scriptures inform us that Christ descended into the lower parts, into Hades, the place of departed spirits, and the most mysterious events take place there, of which we admittedly do not have a clear picture. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 9 states that Christ descended into the lower parts of the earth. 1 Peter chapter 3, he was put to death in the body but made alive in the spirit. And after being made alive, he went and made proclamation to the imprisoned spirits. 1 Peter chapter 4 states that the gospel was preached even to those who are now dead. The death of Christ was not to be considered as the death of anyone we had ever known. Everyone we have ever known who died, while their bodies ceased in the same way as our Lord's body ceased, their spirits depart to a place over which they have no jurisdiction whatsoever. In life, in death, we are unprofitable servants at best. For us, we consider the truth that death is equivalent to judgment. It is appointed for man once to die and then the judgment. But for Christ, having submitted himself to death and even the death of the cross, in the spiritual realm where he went, he is King of kings, Lord of lords, the Lord our righteousness, the Good Shepherd. For him to go to the place of departed spirits is not a fearful thing, for he goes there to break chains, to take keys, to establish dominion, to set captives free, and most of all for us, to establish a way for us to follow him. Jesus departs from the body on the cross and descends into death only to forge a path for us to follow, a path that leads to resurrection and everlasting life. When we approach our own death, it may be a fearful event on the one hand, and our suffering may be something like as awful as Jesus' was. And in our death, we do not approach the spiritual realm with authority as Christ did, but we will enter that realm under his loving banner, with the blood of the Lamb covering us. The words, "It is finished," will apply to us in so much as we are in Christ. This Good Friday, let us see then the goodness of our Lord who made this way for us. And let us have this mind in us that was also in him, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the Father. Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Almighty God, we beseech thee graciously to behold this thy family, for which our Lord Jesus Christ was contented to be betrayed and given up into the hands of wicked men and to suffer death upon the cross, who now liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost ever, one God, world without end. Amen. Almighty and everlasting God, by whose Spirit the whole body of the Church is governed and sanctified, receive our supplications and prayers, which we offer before thee, for all the states of men in thy holy church, that every member of the same, in his vocation and ministry, may truly and godly serve thee, through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. O merciful God, who hast made all men, and hatest nothing that thou hast made, nor desirest the death of a sinner, but rather that he should be converted and live, have mercy upon all who know not thee as thou art revealed in the gospel of thy Son. Take from them all ignorance, hardness of heart, and contempt of thy word, and so fetch them home, blessed Lord, to thy fold, that they may be made one flock under one shepherd, Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Spirit, one God, world without end. Amen.